Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 16th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Transform your home with Brigson's Custom Solutions. Brigson Building Company in Carlisle, PA, is revolutionizing home renovations with custom solutions. Specializing in upscale projects, Brigson offers 3D design technology to help clients visualize their dream spaces. From custom home additions to interior renovations and exterior transformations, Brigson's team ensures quality craftsmanship and attention to detail. With a focus on customer satisfaction, the company provides financing options to make high-quality renovations accessible. Trusted for their exceptional work, Brigson Building Company is the go-to choice for homeowners seeking to elevate their living environments. Visit Brigson.com for more information.
uBlox launches UBX M10150-KB and Max M10N firmware upgradable meter level GNSS with up to 50% lower power consumption. uBlox has announced the launch of the UBX M10150-KB chip and the Max M10N module, the first M10 platform GNSS hardware with firmware upgradability. The new SPG5.3U firmware introduces low energy accurate positioning leap mode, reducing power consumption by up to 50% while maintaining superior accuracy. Designed for battery-powered devices, the chip offers ultra-low power consumption of just 8 milliwatts in continuous tracking. The firmware also adds data logging and geofencing functions, making the products ideal for vehicle, people, and pet tracking, as well as wearable applications. The new hardware provides a future-proof solution with firmware upgradability for ongoing performance enhancements and new functionality. Both products include lifetime access to AssistNow predictive orbits and live orbits for improved positioning performance. The UBX M10150KB and Max M10N, running SPG5.3D firmware, are available as engineering samples now and will be fully available later in October 2025.
Contract of Norbrem's executive board member Nicholas Lang extended by 5 years. The supervisory board of Norbrem's AG has extended Dr. Nicholas Lange's contract for his role as a member of the executive board for a further 5 years, starting in October 2026. Dr. Lang, responsible for the Rail Vehicle Systems Division, has been instrumental in driving Norbrem's global rail business, showcasing strategic vision and technological expertise. The chairman of the supervisory board, Dr. Reinhard Ploss, commended Dr. Lange's leadership amid industry challenges and transformation. CEO Mark Listasella praised the effective collaboration among the executive board members under Dr. Lange's leadership, highlighting contributions to the company's growth and success. Dr. Lang expressed gratitude for the trust placed in him and looks forward to continuing the advancements with the executive board and colleagues worldwide.
GoFundYourself spotlights two high-growth innovators, ChopChop and Naki, take center stage in episode 11. GoFundYourself, airing on Cheddar TV, offers a unique platform for early-stage companies to secure capital, community, and validation. In episode 11, airing October 16th, ChopChop and Naki will showcase their innovative visions. ChopChop aims to revolutionize restaurant economics with a subscription-based delivery solution, while Naki is pioneering neural interface technology for hands-free device control. Unlike traditional pitch shows, GoFundYourself invites public participation, democratizing the funding process. With experienced CEOs and investors providing strategic insight, the show is reshaping startup funding by focusing on traction and market visibility. Founders seeking national exposure and public backing can apply to be featured on the show, while viewers can catch up on previous episodes online. HSR Zero Waste honored with Clean 50 Top Project Award for Leadership in Zero Waste Innovation. HSR Zero Waste has been honored with the Clean 50 Top Project Award for their Convention Center Zero Waste Transformation Project, showcasing their leadership in zero waste innovation. Led by President Jamie Kaminsky, the project demonstrated how large-scale facilities can transition to circular operations through customized zero waste planning and stakeholder engagement. By addressing complex waste streams, the initiative achieved measurable reductions in landfill contributions. The Clean 50 Top Project Awards celebrate initiatives across Canada that demonstrate sustainability impact and leadership, highlighting HSR Zero Waste's commitment to practical, lasting zero waste solutions. Founded in 1980, HSR Zero Waste's parent company, HSR, began their recycling journey by collecting newspapers for a local charity, evolving into a national leader in zero waste projects. Today, HSR Zero Waste provides zero waste planning for organizations, turning sustainability goals into tangible results. Mission IR Newsbreak's Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYS Amerijing, PTM, advances Waterberg amid Platinum's historic rally. Platinum Group Metals LTLG is capitalizing on Platinum's historic rally, with prices up over 40% in 2025 due to global supply constraints and increasing demand. The company's flagship Waterberg project in South Africa is advancing production of platinum, palladium, rhodium, gold, copper, and nickel for automotive, hydrogen fuel cells, aerospace, and defense industries. Supply disruptions in South Africa have tightened the market, creating opportunities for Platinum Group Metals to provide critical metals sustainably. By focusing on low-cost operations, the company aims for long-term growth in a changing market landscape.
Rug Wild Beauty showcased on national television program Coffee with America. Rug Wild Beauty, the luxury organic skincare brand from the Rug Estate in North Wales, was recently featured on Coffee with America, reaching over 200 million U.S. households. Known for its sustainable approach to skincare, Rug Wild Beauty uses wild-foraged and natural ingredients for effective results. Founder Lord Robert Newborough shared the brand's commitment to authenticity and sustainability. Now available on Amazon, Rug Wild Beauty offers a range of products, including cleansers, moisturizers, and serums, all crafted with organic botanicals and plant actives. Certified Cosmos Organic, vegan, cruelty-free, and halal, Rug Wild Beauty combines nature with modern science for clinically proven results. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook for updates and insights from the Rug Estate.
Mission IR Newsbreaks, NRX Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ-NRXP, advances Keto-Free TM, expands pipeline targeting urgent needs. NRX Pharmaceuticals Inc. has advanced Keto-Free M, a preservative-free version of ketamine, with FDA approval for its suitability petition. This allows the company to refile its ANDA for the product, a key step in bringing it to market. NRX is focused on addressing urgent psychiatric needs with programs like NRX 100, and NRX 101, targeting suicidal depression and bipolar depression. NRX's emphasis on safety and public health priorities is highlighted by its elimination of preservatives in favor of single-patient dosing. The company's pipeline expansion underscores its commitment to developing therapies for central nervous system disorders.
Canadian Club devient partenaire officiel de Soccer Canada et de la Première Ligue canadienne. Canadian Club s'associe à Soccer Canada et à la Première Ligue canadienne en tant que partenaire officiel, marquant le début d'un partenariat de 3 ans. La marque soutiendra le soccer national avec des activations marketing et des expériences immersives. Canadian Club sera présent lors des matchs à domicile des équipes nationales de Soccer Canada, offrant des dégustations et des expériences VIP. La marque sera également visible dans les stades de la Première Ligue canadienne, d'Halifax à l'île de Vancouver, renforçant ainsi son engagement envers le soccer canadien. Ce partenariat vise à célébrer la fierté, la passion et l'identité commune du Canada sur la scène mondiale.
Q&A with Chris Walls, President and CEO of Go Minis. Chris Walls, president and CEO of Go Minis, has led the company through a major expansion, surpassing 100 sold territories and modernizing operations. Under his leadership, Go Minis has introduced industry-leading 20-foot containers and focused on customer experience. The partnership with Move for Hunger aims to reduce food waste and support families facing hunger, aligning with Go Minis' values of sustainability and community engagement. The program will enable over 20,000 meals to be delivered to those in need across Go Minis' network territories. Franchisees play a vital role in educating customers and organizing food drives at the local level. While the partnership is still in its early stages, there is potential for future expansion and deeper community engagement.
Silver Crown Royalties closes final tranche of silver royalty on PPX Mining's Igor 4 project. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. has closed the final tranche of its silver royalty for up to 15% of the cash equivalent of silver produced from PPX Mining Corp.'s Igor 4 project in Peru. The company paid $637,000 in cash to PPX to complete the final tranche, increasing the royalty by 3.9% to a total of 15%. The total payable silver ounces under the royalty will now be 225,000 ounces. Peter Buers, Silver Crown's CEO, stated that the PPX silver royalty, along with recent financing, positions the company to achieve positive free cash flow in 2026 without the need for additional capital. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. is a publicly traded silver royalty company focused on generating free cash flow, currently holding 5 silver royalties.
Investor news breaks. Heartbeam Inc. beat, combining portability and precision to redefine future of cardiac care. Heartbeam Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, is revolutionizing cardiac care with its portable, credit card-sized device and proprietary software. This technology captures heart signals in 3 dimensions and reconstructs them into a full synthesized 12-lead ECG. The company's recent Valid ECG study results highlight the potential for earlier intervention, fewer hospitalizations, and faster responses to arrhythmias. With 13 U.S. and 4 international patents, Heartbeam is poised to redefine the future of patient-centered cardiac care by providing actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities. For more information, visit Heartbeam's website. Gabriela Barrospi, founder of Latino Wall Street, on the cover of Ejecutiva magazine. Ejecutiva magazine features Gabriela Barrospi, founder of Latino Wall Street, in their latest issue. Barrospi's mission is to empower the Latino community through financial education programs. With an international presence, Latino Wall Street offers training in investing and leadership to promote financial freedom. Barrospi's partnership with FinTech TV brings bilingual financial education directly from the NYSE to the Hispanic community. This collaboration aims to break language barriers in finance and empower Latinos in the financial world. Read the full interview with Gabriela Barrospi on Ejecutiva magazine's website. Created in 2013, Ejecutiva magazine is the only Spanish-language business magazine in South Florida focused on women entrepreneurs, distributed both in print and digitally through various platforms.
Tech media breaks. Supercom Ltd. secures second electronic monitoring contract in Utah. Supercom Ltd., a global provider of secure e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions, has secured a new electronic monitoring contract with a second sheriff's agency in Utah. The agency will deploy Supercom's Pure Security TM suite to upgrade its offender monitoring programs, replacing legacy technology. This marks Supercom's second sheriff's agency partnership in Utah and further expands its nationwide footprint among law enforcement and public safety agencies adopting its next-generation EM platform.
Critical Metals Corp., NAL, lands $50 pipe deal amidst rare earths buzz. Critical Metals Corp., a leading critical minerals mining company, has secured a $50 million private investment in public equity deal with a fundamental institutional investor. The funds will be used to develop the Tanbreez rare earth deposit in Greenland, one of the world's largest. This financing strengthens the company's balance sheet and shows investor confidence. The agreement includes the issuance of 1.47 million ordinary shares and pre-funded warrants. Jet Capital Advisors and Cohen & Company Capital Markets acted as placement agents. Critical Metals Corp. is focused on producing strategic products for electrification and next-gen technologies, with projects like Tanbreez and the Wolfsburg Lithium Project in Europe. Transformative $2 billion Midtown Park wins city approval, ushering in a new era of walkable urban living. Rosso Development, Midtown Development, and Proper Hospitality have announced that the $2 billion Midtown Park Master Plan has received approval from the City of Miami's Urban Development Review Board. This multi-tower, two-phase development will bring residences, offices, dining, retail, parks, and a racket and padel club to reshape Midtown into a vibrant, walkable hub. The project will feature 924 residential units, 60,000 square feet of office space, and over 120,000 square feet of designer retail, anchored by public plazas and pedestrian-friendly streetscapes. The first phase will include two 28-story towers, two 17-story towers, and a low-rise retail structure. Midtown Park Residences by Proper, the first building in the plan, will offer Proper-branded residences with exclusive amenities and access to Proper Hospitality's global portfolio. Pricing starts in the lower $600,000, with completion expected in 2028.
Beyond outsourcing, the ROI of nearshore software development in a global market. Nearshore software development is no longer just about cost cutting, it's a strategic lever for companies. With labor rates 30 to 50% lower than major tech hubs, companies can save on operational costs and streamline recruitment. By partnering with a nearshore provider like Parallel Staff, companies can reallocate resources to innovation and development. Nearshore teams operate in aligned time zones, allowing for real-time collaboration and faster time to market. This model also bridges cultural and communication gaps, ensuring seamless integration. Access to specialized talent pools and domain expertise is a key advantage of nearshore development. The flexibility and scalability of the nearshore model future-proof companies' development strategies, ensuring continuous innovation and long-term growth. Sabey Data Centers increases power capacity at major campuses. Sabey Data Centers, a leading data center developer, owner, and operator, is increasing power capacity at several of its flagship campuses. Additional capacity, including 8 megawatts available now in the Pacific Northwest, is set to come online in the coming months. Sabey is delivering reliable, scalable, and energy-efficient infrastructure solutions to meet the growing demand from enterprises and hyperscale customers. The company has announced new power availability at various campuses, such as SDC Columbia, SDC Seattle, SDC Manhattan, SDC Ashburn, SDC Austin, and SDC Umatilla. Tim Mirick, president of Sabey Data Centers, emphasized the importance of providing flexible and accessible power and space to customers across their portfolio, ensuring secure and sustainable options for immediate needs and long-term growth. Sabey's strategic investments and commitment to renewable energy sourcing demonstrate their readiness to support the next wave of innovation in the digital infrastructure space. Gilat secures $42 million in orders from leading satellite operator for multi-orbit SkyEdge 4 platform. Gilat Satellite Networks Ltd. announced $42 million in orders from a leading satellite operator for its multi-orbit SkyEdge 4 platform. These orders will expand global deployment of the platform, popular for in-flight connectivity, maritime mobility, enterprise broadband, and cellular backhaul. The growing demand for global connectivity is fueling investment in satellite infrastructure. Ron Levin, president of Gilat's commercial division, emphasized the confidence satellite operators have in Gilat's technology. The SkyEdge 4 platform enables operators to meet the increasing demand for high-speed broadband globally, supporting the evolution of the connected world. Gilat is a global provider of satellite-based broadband communications, offering solutions for critical connectivity across commercial and defense applications.
RMX Industries signs definitive agreement for up to $50 million contingent capital facility. RMX Industries, Inc. has signed a definitive agreement for an up to $50 million contingent capital facility with ATW Partners. This financing is intended to support RMX's growth, product development, customer programs, and go-to-market execution. CEO Carl Kitt expressed that this funding will provide the flexibility needed to accelerate opportunities and drive disciplined growth. The proceeds will enhance RMX's platforms, advance product development, expand customer programs, and provide working capital flexibility for future opportunities. ATW Partners, a New York-based investment firm, provides flexible capital to companies with large market potential and experienced leadership teams. RMX, a technology company specializing in data compression and video optimization, aims to transform how organizations handle visual data with its proprietary technology. This agreement is subject to various closing conditions, with more details to be included in the company's upcoming Form 1U.
Alcott HR expands to Philadelphia. Alcott HR, a leader in professional employer organization PEO services, has expanded into the Philadelphia market. With a strong reputation for high-end HR service and benefits administration, Alcott HR is poised to meet the unique needs of small to mid-sized businesses in the region. Professional employer organizations have been rapidly gaining traction across the United States, with 17% of businesses employing 10 to 99 employees now utilizing PEO services. Alcott HR's entry into the market provides local businesses with access to top-tier benefits from a highly rated local provider, alongside a full suite of HR services. Alcott HR has been a trusted partner for businesses nationwide for over 35 years, offering services that simplify HR administration and compliance. By partnering with Alcott HR, businesses can focus on their core operations while leaving the complexities of HR management to a dedicated team of experts.
Whirlpool Corporation, recognized as one of the best companies to work for in Mexico. Whirlpool Corporation has been recognized as one of the best companies to work for in Mexico, ranking number one in the category of best companies to work for women. This acknowledgement underscores the company's commitment to creating a workplace where every employee feels valued and empowered, aligning with its mission of improving life at home for communities. Whirlpool Corporation, a leading home appliance company, NYSE WHR, is dedicated to driving innovation to meet consumer needs through its iconic brand portfolio. With approximately $17 billion in annual sales in 2024, the company employs 44,000 people and operates 40 manufacturing and technology research centers, primarily in the Americas. Learn more about Whirlpool Corporation at whirlpoolcorp.com. PA study for near-term gold producer Lafleur Minerals Inc., CLFLR, OTCQB LFLRF, to deliver support for restarting vertically integrated Abitibi operation. Gold explorer and near-term producer Lafleur Minerals has hired global environmental consultant firm Environmental Resources Management, ERM, to provide a preliminary economic assessment, PEA, for the company's restart of gold production at its Beacon Gold Mill in the prolific Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Lafleur wholly owns the Beacon Gold Mill and a nearby exploration operation in Canada's largest gold-producing district, providing the foundation of a vertically integrated resource that also includes a fully permitted tailings storage facility. The company's recent fully subscribed equity offering and other planned financing opportunities will deliver the capital needed for the expected launch of gold production anticipated for early next year. Lafleur has already begun diamond drilling on the significantly sized Swanson site, with assays showing high-grade near-surface intercepts, and twinning definition drilling is expected to provide confident updated mineral resource confirmation. Cellebrite expands market reach with innovations in agentic AI, cloud, and device virtualization for the company's autumn 2025 release. Cellebrite, a global leader in digital investigative solutions, announced its autumn 2025 release with new integrations and capabilities. The release includes Corellium technology through a reseller agreement, offering ARM-based mobile virtualization for digital intelligence solutions. Innovations in the release include the Guardian Suite with SaaS offerings for digital forensics and analytics, as well as new capabilities for Android and iOS devices. Cellebrite also launched Guardian for enterprises and service providers, along with a new AWS GovCloud deployment option for Pathfinder. The addition of Corellium Solutions provides mobile vulnerability research and application security testing. Cellebrite's technology is used in over 1.5 million investigations globally each year, supporting various investigations while ensuring compliance with regulatory requirements. Ryan McJown-Conran joins Benchmark Strategies as Senior Director of Public Affairs. Benchmark Strategies, Boston's leading public affairs and strategic communications firm, has announced that Ryan McJown-Conran has joined as Senior Director of Public Affairs. With nearly a decade of public policy experience, Ryan will lead public sector consulting engagements to drive new revenue and implement impactful government affairs strategies. He brings expertise from roles in public health and healthcare policy for the Baker and Healey administrations, as well as experience at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Ryan's background includes legislative outreach, COVID-19 response efforts, and coalition building. His addition strengthens Benchmark's capabilities and will benefit clients across industries such as information technology, artificial intelligence, and life sciences.
Investor news breaks. Honey Badger Silver Inc., TSXV, OTCQ, HBIF, expands Plata project by 18% to strengthen gold targets. Honey Badger Silver Inc. has expanded its Plata project by 18%, staking an additional 546 hectares to strengthen gold targets. The decision followed promising field observations and historical data showing significant gold anomalies along the Plata thrust, with high-grade gold grab samples over 900 meters. The company also found an underexplored gold and soil anomaly and plans to explore both the Plata and Rogue thrusts for gold potential. Honey Badger Silver is a silver company led by an experienced team with projects in mining-rich areas. For more information, visit honeybadgersilver.com. China tightens requirements for accessing NEV tax incentives. China has tightened requirements for accessing new energy vehicle tax incentives, with stricter eligibility criteria for purchase tax exemptions starting January 1, 2026. This move signals Beijing's focus on prioritizing vehicle quality and efficiency over market volume expansion. The EV industry in China is poised to dominate globally, with companies like Powerbank Corporation, Nasdaq Ren'en, CBOCA, FR1023, in related industries closely analyzing the changes. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. DataVault AI, DVLT, signs LOI to acquire NYIAX, expanding blockchain and exchange capabilities. DataVault AI, a pioneer in AI-driven data valuation and monetization, has signed a letter of intent to acquire NYIAX Inc. The proposed acquisition would integrate NYIAX's blockchain-powered exchange, patent portfolio, marketing as a service agency, and advertising unit into DataVault AI's ecosystem. This move builds on an existing partnership and will enhance DataVault AI's IDE platform by adding transparent, automated trading capabilities. CEO Nathaniel Bradley plans to launch several exchanges, including the International Elements Exchange and American Political Exchange. NYIAX CEO Terry Gallo called the merger a new era that combines financial market precision with privacy-first technologies. This acquisition positions DataVault AI to redefine data monetization across industries.
FTI Consulting continues global investments in financial services sector. FTI Consulting Inc. continues to strengthen its financial services practice by adding 15 new senior managing directors and managing directors in 2025, naming Stella Mendez and Gian Werner de Tetierskles as global practice leaders. With over 200 financial services professionals, the practice assists clients with risk, performance, restructuring, growth, and transformation. Ms. Mendez leads financial services regulatory and compliance, while Mr. De Cercles heads business transformation. The team includes experts in various fields like banking, restructuring, technology, and strategic communications. Recent additions include Alma Angadi, Chris Allen, Michael Hurd, Michael Peters, and Julian Wallen. FTI Consulting's Economist Impact Study found that financial services general counsel see regulatory, compliance, and technology crisis events as major risks. Mr. Desserclays notes that the team helps clients identify growth opportunities amidst geopolitical shifts in 2025. For more information, visit FTI Consulting's Global Financial Services Client Hub. Investor news breaks. West Vault Mining Inc., TSXV, Edudu VMDF, featured on latest episode of the Mining Newswire podcast. West Vault Mining Inc., a development stage gold company, is featured on the latest episode of the Mining Newswire podcast. CEO and COO Sandy McVee outlined the company's mission to protect shareholder investment through a disciplined approach to value creation and sustainable growth. West Vault is committed to maximizing shareholder value through its low-risk Golden Ground strategy, focusing on acquiring, advancing, holding, and selling high-quality development gold projects in favorable jurisdictions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum impact and brand awareness.
Cannabis news breaks. Golden Triangle Ventures Inc., OTCH, launches comprehensive restructuring to eliminate convertible debt and retire 1.4 billion shares. Golden Triangle Ventures Inc., OTVH, has launched a comprehensive restructuring plan to eliminate all remaining convertible debt, retire 1.4 billion shares, reduce authorized shares, and implement a performance-based buyback program. This initiative follows a commitment from its primary noteholder to stop conversions and sales, removing over $10 million in combined debt and equity overhang. As part of the agreement, 680 million shares will be issued to retire approximately $7 million in debt, while 1.4 billion shares will be permanently removed from the company's capitalization table. Golden Triangle Ventures is a diversified company developing high-growth businesses across construction, energy, and consumer goods, with a focus on profitability, innovation, and long-term shareholder value.
DuPont Board clears spin-off of electronics unit, Qnity, capping years-long portfolio overhaul. DuPont de Nemours has announced the approval of the separation of its electronics segment into a new publicly traded company, Qnity Electronics. Shareholders will receive one share of Qnity stock for every two shares of DuPont stock they own. Qnity common stock will trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker Q. When issued, trading will begin October 27 under the temporary symbol QWI, and regular trading is set to start November 3. The move is part of DuPont's effort to streamline its portfolio and focus on specialty industrial businesses. Qnity will focus on serving the semiconductor, display, and advanced materials markets, inheriting DuPont's electronics technologies. The separation is expected to benefit from the rising global demand for artificial intelligence, electric vehicles, and advanced computing.
Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ X, is one to watch. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ X, is a diversified holding company focused on delivering innovative solutions across infrastructure, construction, energy, healthcare, and environmental sectors. The company operates across modular construction, environmental solutions, healthcare, and energy, with SG Echo relocating to a new Texas facility for streamlined manufacturing. Olenox Energy has shown strong early production results and is expanding its U.S. energy footprint. SG Modular Medical has installations at major public sites like LAX and is collaborating on scalable healthcare delivery. Safe and Green leverages proprietary Sanitech technology for sustainable medical waste management solutions. For more information on SGBX, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering advanced wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community. Billion-dollar breaks. D-Wave Quantum Inc. NASEQ BTS named winner in Fast Company's 2025 Next Big Things in Tech Awards. D-Wave Quantum Inc. has been named a winner in Fast Company's 2025 Next Big Things in Tech Awards for its 4,000-plus qubit Advantage 2 quantum computer. Dr. Alan Baratz, CEO of D-Wave, expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the system's ability to efficiently solve complex problems. Launched in May 2025, the Advantage 2 system is currently being used by customers for optimization, material simulation, and artificial intelligence. D-Wave is a leader in quantum computing systems, offering both annealing and gate model quantum computers to help customers realize the value of quantum technology today. Learn more at dwavequantum.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.